Carolyn Sonnentag met while they were students at UW-Eau Claire during the 1960s. After graduation, John bought a concrete company about a mile from campus and grew it into a regional leader in concrete landscaping and bridge-making materials. Now, the couple is donating 21 acres of prime real estate between the Chippewa River and one of the city's main arteries to the university. Chancellor Jim Schmidt says they've been looking for ways to replace an aging 3,400-seat auditorium for decades, and this land is a game-changer.
This is truly a transformative event. Today was an important step forward to what could really reshape the institution.
The plan is to build a sporting and entertainment complex that can host around 7,500 people. University officials say they're working with other partners, including the city's YMCA, which may relocate to the new property. But Schmidt says despite the announcement, UW-Eau Claire still remains dedicated to another major building project known as the Confluence. That's a planned three-theater performing arts center in downtown Eau Claire that's still seeking state funding.
We have 100% commitment to get the Confluence completed. We are not announcing a public campaign to raise money for the event center. We're completely focused on the Confluence.
After the Confluence gets the green light, Schmidt says they'll work on funding for the new event center, which he says will be paid for with donations and student segregated fees. Officials hope to begin construction in 5 years. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.